the universe functions as a yin-yang balance, resulting in a tension between opposites. Yin is negative, and yang is positive. And we all embody dualities such as love, hate, harmony, chaos, good, evil. As a natural expression of this law of opposites, that which is totally successful tends to destroy itself. Historically, a country that has reached its peak begins to fragment, then collapse, when unopposed. Couples rarely divorce when struggling through adversity. It's when their problems are finally resolved that the relationship starts to come apart. When an honest man attains real success, he must be very careful not to take an easy step into corruption. Even the accomplished spiritual seeker may destroy what he's attained, so he again has the challenge of starting all over again. Intuitively, we all know this, and yet we must express our yin-yang duality because human beings are energy structures. And this tension is necessary for structure to exist. Look at life. You probably won't have to look far for verification of what I've been saying about destroying success. We know it subconsciously, not consciously. And it may explain why most people never allow themselves to become totally successful. Subconsciously, they fear they'll have to destroy their success. From a higher perspective, this isn't good or bad. It's just what is. Zen says, give up the dualities, even down to how you view yin and yang. Without attaching judgment, yin and yang are just like the plates in an automobile battery. A battery consists of a series of metal plates. One is charged positively, the next negatively, the next positively, and so on. Energy for the electrical system is created by the interaction between the plates. The positive plate is not good any more than the negative plate is bad. They both just are. They're what they are, and they generate energy. Your yang side is expressed in all the positive and productive ways you live your life. Some of the primary ways the yin side is expressed is in self-denial, excessive hard work, having an affair, gambling, dangerous activities such as dangerous sports, or even driving too fast, arguing or fighting with others, illness, and drinking, and doing drugs. The ultimate expression of yin energy would be war. Your yin and yang sides are just what is, and they generate your aliveness. So, how can you be self-actualized enough to get around this? How can you let yourself be totally successful in a relationship, career, and everything else, and not destroy it? The answer is challenge. To convert this awareness into action, the idea is to replace the negative, yin tension, with a positive challenge. We have to consciously direct challenge in a way that minimizes real danger while achieving the required yin-yang balance. This is usually accomplished by wise risking. In other words, no matter how successful you are, always give yourself new and greater challenges in all areas of your life. Your relationships, hobbies, career, spirituality, and even your service to others and to the planet. Always create new challenges for yourself. But at the same time, do it with detached mind. Easier said than done? Of course. But that's part of the challenge, isn't it? If you don't create new challenges, your energy is stagnating, dissipating, and preparing to transform. Remember, energy can't stand still. It must, by its very nature, move forward or dissipate.